not been writing that many new songs. How I wish I could stay longer. How I wish I'd never gone. And
you. Hello and welcome to Riley Hopkins and their amazing friends. My name is Riley Hopkins and these are my amazing friends. First off, Emma.
Hi, I'm Emma. I use any pronouns and I'm playing Audrey Jensen from MTV Scream.
Jay.
Hello, I'm Jay. I use they and them pronouns, and I am playing Shigeo Mob Kageyama from Mob Psycho 100.
Clown.
That's me. Hi, I'm Clown. I use she, her, and I'm playing Trish Una from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Marn.
Hi, I'm Marn. I use she, her pronouns. I am GMing and also playing Alphonse Elric from Fullmetal Alchemist.
My pronouns are he, they. I'm playing Shadow the Hedgehog. Riley Hopkins, you already got it. On this show, we take stories and characters corporations don't tell our own stories with them because we don't. Who will? We are continuing our game of Interstitial 2E, and I'm going fast today because at any moment, one of us may die or be struck by lightning because we've been trying to record this episode for a month and a half.
Oh, God, has it really been that long?
Yep. I think it's been exactly a month, almost.
Yeah, something like that.
It's been a long-ass time.
Last time we did the like, it's Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because we recorded on Father's Day or the day after Father's Day. So.
And also, that was our first recording after like another 3 weeks off prior to that.
God.
So we're really going on a certain type of tear.
Like good teens, we took a summer vacation.
Exactly.
That being said, we do our recaps. You do little in character snippets here. I have an idea for one if no one else has one.
Yeah, go for it.
Please.
Yeah. My name is Jason Todd, and I'm here to kick my dad's ass. I come here every week, over and over, to beat Batman to a bloody pulp, and I enjoy it, but this week I found something weird. There were four other freaks in there. A hedgehog, a troubled teen, a troubled teen, and a troubled teen. I can only assume the hedgehog was also a teenager. None of them seemed to get the picture of the car. They didn't fight their dads in the same way. The hedgehog did, but I don't count it. It seemed like the girl, she had like a weird, not heart-to-heart, but a understanding with her fake dad. And the little boy in the t-shirt and shorts, he seemed to really make a breakthrough with who he was as a person, which great for him, I guess. And the pink-haired girl, I don't even think she has a dad. She's utterly alone. But it's fine. They talked me up afterwards. They wanted me to join them on their little stupid adventure, and I told them no. And then they definitely didn't laugh at me. But they all moved on to the next car, and I'm here now with... You're Audrey's dad, right? Do you drink? Do you want a beer? I don't know if he's gonna talk to me.
I like the implication that Jason didn't notice Al kicking Hohenheim's ass.
Yeah,
I forgot about Al.
It was the best part.
Yeah. Sorry. Actually, one of the kids did beat the piss out of their old man. Also, the hedgehog stole my gun.
Oh yeah.
Jason Todd doesn't even know. He's going to walk into the next car and see a stain on the ground and be like, oh man, I wonder what that was. It's her dad.
Jason also told us about what the fucking alpha and shit, but not who it was.
Yeah.
That they ran with them. And also that they're like, oh, we're going to get to the end of the car. And that's how we solve the problem. It's not personal growth at Discovery.
Trish gets it. She's with him.
Yeah.
The rest of us are like, okay, Trish, sweetie, let's move on.
Oh, also, not to make it all about me, but Mob is at 99%.
Oh, yeah, 99.9 repeating.
0.9 so far. I'm going to update it as required. Marn, I want you to keep asking me to roll, and every time it's a situation where I would, I'm just going to add another 0.9 onto this bad boy.
Okay, that's really funny.
Based on what we talked about off mic, I think that works.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Happened. You guys learned, like, I think three important things from Jason. You learned that, like, what the Apex is. So they're like a group of kind of like lawless kids that roam around the train fucking shit up. You learned that the conductor is at the front of the train, and he is like, if you go there and like beat the shit out of them, probably you'll get to go home. And you learned that Gotham City is on the train a bunch, weirdly.
Oh yeah,
the Joker.
That is true. Gotham is all over the place.
Yeah.
They've captured Bruce Tim.
He specifically was like, I think a supervillain is behind this.
That's right.
Like,
and
wow,
we were like, oh yeah, it's another stand fucker.
And all four of us in this call go, which Batman villain does Marn love the most? Let's all fucking think really hard about this.
You have to think more than 30 seconds to know it's the Riddler. And she's like, no. But like, I'm baby Riddler in here. I'm the Riddlet in here. can I get a quick number check before we really get going?
I have them all written down. Audrey, you are at 85. Mob, you are at 50. Shadow is at 75.
Let's go.
Trish is at 95.
I'm
and
fucking
Al
winning.
Is at 160.
I'm not winning.
I believe Shadows was the only one that didn't go down in the Fight Your Dad car.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to remember. Did mine go down or did it say neutral?
I think sometime in the past two cars, yours has gone down.
I think it went up and then you didn't notice and then it went down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like
neutral.
That's
exactly what it was.
But it like.
Hold on. I'm looking at the edit history on this Google Doc. Yes. All of yours went down last session.
Yes.
Sick.
Yes.
First time that's
Shadow.
Happened in all the
Oh yeah, because Jason was a dick and I was like, is that what I've been doing to people?
I think it also went down in the fight with Diavolo.
Yeah. Yeah. God, that was a cool fucking fight.
Yeah, I know mine went down during the fight. Mine went down during the fight and then not in the car because of the car. Audrey made the big like confession that was like, well, that didn't feel good.
Yeah.
Surely this will not have ramifications for how I handle this in the future.
So we talked about doing downtime, and I'm about to give you like a lot of options for what to do for downtime, so get ready.
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah.
You exit the Fight Your Dad car, which we established was kind of like a train within a train situation where you were on like one of the like Batman the Animated Series trains like that runs kind of above Gotham City. You kind of get to the back of that car and the regular train door is there and you exit and you go across and you open the door to the next car and you find yourselves in the expansive lobby of a hotel and casino. Aesthetically, it is like a weird mix of kind of like art deco and an 80s shopping mall. This lobby that you've walked into has like all black marble floor, like a big stone art deco fountain. You can see like these big glass elevators that kind of run up and down throughout all the floors and overlook the lobby. But you can see kind of like off in one direction, there is like the casino pit, and it is like lit mostly by neon, and it has like the black arcade carpet with like neon patterns on it. And at the front desk is a cat in a little vest.
Is it the cat? It is in fact the cat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Shadow fucking moseys on up.
All right, so what's the deal with this one? This car? Do I have to get a bunch of rings and get shaken out, or what's the deal?
She looks over all five of you and says, it's been a while since I saw passengers travel in a big group like this, except for... Well, anyway, I don't need to know what your story is. Here's the deal. You stay free as many nights as you want. You start with 20 free chips and 50 arcade tokens. 1,000 chips or 200 arcade tickets buys your way out.
All right, that makes sense. Can I buy more?
No, you play to win.
Can we steal more?
Can we steal more?
Are you asking permission to steal?
She gives you a side eye, but she licks her paw and doesn't answer.
Let's go.
Trish this nods. Cat can hang. Yeah.
What kind of drink do you like?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm perfectly capable of getting my own drinks. Thank you very much. I'm not a pet.
Oh, I know you can. I'm not offering as a pet. I'm offering because I think you can hang.
Oh, I'll take a gin and tonic.
I'll be right back.
Shadow walks out.
Oh my god. She looks in the direction of Shadow and looks back at the rest of you and says, "Well, do you want a map of the place?"
This is a bathroom over here, I think.
Well, we know that. Yes, I'll take a map.
She slides you a map across the counter. You see that level one is lobby and casino. Level two is arcade. Level three is restaurants and kind of like nightclubs, and all the other levels appear to be hotel rooms. There is a block like reserved specifically for denizens, and like the rest are for passengers. And she slides also across with the map a little key card for each of you. And says each of these goes to a room. They store your arcade tokens and your chips. Just swipe it when you want to buy your way out.
It has to
that
be
all
1,000
together,
chips to the...
or
yeah, is that
individual?
Either or.
Yeah. Okay.
If you prefer to test your luck at the casino, be my guest. If you prefer to test your luck at the arcade, then be
no,
my
I
guest.
No, I meant all together is in like all of our. Stuff
oh
combined,
no 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 no! Per
person,
per person, of course.
Okay. That's why I asked. Okay, thank you, Mom. I think just beelines it to an elevator, and I think it's just gonna head up to the arcade.
Shout out.
Audrey's going to grab a bottle of tequila from behind the bar. Shout out to the pilot episode.
Oh my god,
nice.
Yeah, where are y'all going? So casino is level one, arcade is level two, level three is like restaurants, bar, other. Recreation stuff.
I guess I'm going to the bar to get a gin and tonic.
Audrey's coming with you, Shadow. Oh, Audrey has the map and can lead the way.
Yeah, you find Shadow. I've been watching a lot of One Piece, and Zoro gets lost all the time, and I think that's really funny. God. So I'm imagining Shadow like wandering through like coming out like from behind the group, like he went around the entire place. It's like ah shit.
Is the bar the closest chair? Because if so, Trish is going to go there, sit, and just stare.
You will have to go up two levels to get to, like,
okay.
the bars.
She just goes to a bench. She's just sitting.
She can sit dramatically on the fountain if she wants.
Yeah, she's doing that. There's a whole pose, you know. It's the chapter cover art or whatever the fuck it is in the...
Oh my god.
JoJo's.
I think once in the elevator, once Mob realizes that everyone but him is going up to the bar, Mob doesn't get off on the arcade floor and does actually go up to the bar first and just orders an Appy Juice.
Well, is Al with us?
Yeah, I think Al is... Well, yeah, I think Al will follow y'all. So the level three is like...
Can he not? Because I would love the idea of like we're in the elevator going up and going like...
Oh no, we just left Al in a casino, and this might be the first one he's ever been in.
Yeah, that's funny. I think he sits down next to Trish because he doesn't want to leave Trish. So, level three is almost set up kind of like a mall food court, except it's still in kind of that like art deco style where it's like very nice like facades and places and like plush carpet and stuff. And like every little unit has like a fancy archway. There's a rotating sushi bar. There is like a sort of like 1920s, 30s style lounge with like a jazz quartet. There's like a burger joint that is like very in keeping with like the mall style more so than the like classy casino style. And there is a door to... there's like a door with like a big archway that goes into like sort of a more nightclub style area, and you can hear like music with like loud bass coming from behind it.
Oh yeah.
We're all in fancy clothes, right? We had a costume change when we came in magically or no?
Or do we have to go upstairs to do our costume change?
Yeah, the camera moves from outside the train and then, like, follows and the wall passes and we're all in our individual fancy clothes. Shadow has a suit that I can't find a picture of because whenever I Google Shadow the Hedgehog in suit, it is all, like, Tumblr horny style. And
oh,
I don't
no.
want that.
sorry for your loss.
Trust me, you cannot Google Trish. Full stop.
Yeah.
There is no glory. There is no honor.
I did find pictures of Mob and some of the other Mob Psycho cast in a suit that I shared with y'all when we were talking about this last, and I think he's in this like sort of pea soup green suit with like a little bolo tie that I found official art of him in. I think is very dapper.
Aww.
Which is nice because he's been in his gym clothes this entire season.
Each of your key cards also has a room number on it. Like, you have your own room that you can go back to, whatever. And you can, like, pay for drinks and whatever. Like, you're passengers, so everything is free, pretty much.
What's Audrey's fancy clothes?
That's what I'm trying to decide. I was hoping you'd wait.
Oh, I can go. Because I had to lab it out in my mind palace, you know? I say overdramatically for fun, but... You guys got the, like, at least semi-classy. Trish is going, like, it's a casino.
Uh-huh.
She is, like, an obnoxious, like, for lack of a better word, pimp hat. Big feather poking out of it. She is, like, big-ass coat that's just over her shoulders. Just kind of relatively generic pants. All of that is, like, a purple. And she has her, like, the usual kind of weird crop top. Bra-y thing, corset, whatever she has on. Mm-hmm. But instead of a boob window, it's like there's a cool like inlet rock there, and it just says sick. Spice up your life on it in a funny font, like the Spice Girl lyric. And she's got
good.
Instead of the like where like the poofiness that's usually like a leopard pattern or some shit on that sort of the cliche pimp outfit, it's like the plus minus pattern that she usually has on shit.
Cool.
And she's got big fancy obnoxious feather that's in the same shape as like Spice Girl's horns or whatever.
Hell yes. I think Al just has like literally his outfit from like the epilogue episode of FMA where it's like extremely well tailored vest and like coat and tie.
I just realized I need to slightly retcon mine. It's the green like suit jacket I mentioned, but under it is the shirt Mob is given in season 3 by Teru that just is this hideous yellow shirt with a bunch of laughing monkeys on it.
Let's
which in the show distracts like a major villain who's like, what the fuck are you wearing?
I found a photo of Bex Taylor Klaus in a really sick like gray plaid suit. So
yeah.
I want to say Audrey is in that except with like a black silk or a red silk undershirt.
Hell yeah.
In that case, do you want to go to the bar first?
Yes.
I do think it very briefly, like, we pan down to Al and Trish, and Al, like, watches the elevator go up and is like, oh, I guess they left us here.
Trish doesn't even respond. She's just kind of staring.
Mob is thinking very hard about something that will come up in a minute when I decide what he does next, so he's just going up to the bar to like one apple juice please and just sort of think for a minute about what he wants to do here.
Oh my god.
Actually, I changed my mind.
Yeah,
Trish says exactly one thing and she just says, that was fucking Batman in there. And she goes back to staring.
Mob in like the fucking 1920s like bar lounge. Ordering an apple juice.
Yeah, does he get the apple juice?
Like, he absolutely gets the apple juice.
Fuck yeah. It's that scene in Back to the Future Part 3 where Marty finds Doc in the morning in the saloon looking wasted. And he's like, oh no, how many has he had? And the guy at the bar is like, just one. He just likes to hold it.
I think the bartender is in fact like another cat, but it's a tuxedo cat.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Can I get a New York sour, a gin and tonic, and what would Trish want? A Keystone Light.
This cat, you're not clear on if he can talk or not, but he does seem to understand what you're saying and like goes about the motions of making drinks.
Sweet. Mob, apple juice? Really?
I just... Yeah, I like... What? I don't
you just
drink.
Had
I've never
apple
drank
juice.
Before. Well, I'm having another one. I'm on a nappy juice kick.
Oh, how's your vitamin C levels doing? Are they doing good?
I mean, well, they're pretty good on this weird fantasy train we're on where we've fought to the death. Yeah, man, my vitamin C levels are fine. This is the most of your concerns right now. This is 1A, huh?
What's Audrey doing?
Audrey rolls her eyes and taps on the bar and is like, hey, cat, do you need that? And points at a bottle of real tequila.
The cat takes his paw and scoots the tequila over towards you.
Audrey, like, leans over the bar to grab a shot glass. She is in public. She's going to be a little classier than at a house party. Mm-hmm.
This is the single best bar I've ever been at in my life.
There are, like, other people here, too. Like, you're not alone. It seems to be a pretty, like, popping place for both denizens and passengers to, like, hang out.
Oh, there are other passengers. Can I scope the fucking room a little bit? Can I see what we got?
Hell yeah.
All right, I am going to, I guess, deep dive. I want to look around a little bit. I got a 12 plus my heart, which is 3. I got a 15.
Holy shit. Damn, wow. It's a good thing I wrote down a list of characters who are here.
Nice.
Yeah, Shadow gets his New York sour, turns and puts an arm up on the bar, and, like, sips it as he looks around the room.
Yeah, you see kind of very quickly that, like, a lot of the people in this specific lounge are mostly passengers. It seems like maybe the denizens are all sort of, like, hanging out somewhere else, or, like, they know where, like, the cool spots are, because obviously they live on the train. Yeah, there is, like, you see that, like, actually most of the people playing in the, like, jazz quartet have numbers on their hands and are passengers. I will say, for the viewer's enjoyment, they are the boy band from Julian the Phantoms, and they're only visible because they're playing their instruments, and otherwise they're ghosts.
Thank you, Mar.
Yo, they're not getting off this train.
And, sort of across the room at a table, there is a group of 5 that have what look like blueprints of the casino laid out, and they're sort of perhaps doing like an Ocean's 11 situation.
And we shouldn't bother them. I don't think they're all on this call.
Yeah, and for Riley and Jay's benefit, 2 of them are Raph and Pinch from Interstitial Season 3.
Yes!
Oh, I wanted it so it once. Bad!
Why not another?
I will say the other 3 people they're with are Betty and Veronica from Riverdale and Lyra from His Dark Materials.
You oh, fucking really? Fuck they are, dude!
Oh, Pidge and Lyra would hang the fuck out.
One of you guys should get in a drunken bar fight with yourself.
I...
You say that like
Riley,
you
that's
have.
All you. You hey, want it.
Mob.
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
The turtle. You think I could take him?
Like
in a
well,
fight.
Right. Well, he's got some weapons on his belt. He's taller than you, but I don't know. You could probably...
I have a
I
gun.
I think it'd probably be... You do have a gun.
I'm not gonna use that. I have a this at the Chaos Emerald.
Well, I don't sense any psychic energy from this distance from him, so I think you're good there. Otherwise,
take it. It's not important. Audrey, how's the tequila?
Great. You want some?
Actually, I put down my New York sour and I reach out a hand for the tequila.
Oh my god.
Audrey reaches over the bar and grabs another shot glass to put in front of Shadow and pours him a double.
Oh, thank you. Cheers. How we all feeling, everybody? What's the emotional state of the moment?
I think I'm gonna go do something I've never done before in my life. I'm gonna go gamble.
Good for you.
Go, little man.
To continue the bit, I think Mob glances over that table Martin was talking about that has Pitch from Season 3 at it, sees, for the callback to Season 3, a Shirley Temple with a little bit of alcohol in it, turns to the bartender and goes, I don't understand, points at, like, the hard liquor at large. I barely understand how this stuff works. Can you pour 1 drop of it, the tiniest possible amount into this, into my apple juice? What, something, any of them, I don't know.
Mom, your bartender doesn't have opposable thumbs.
Okay, Mob, like, uses psychic power to just lift a random bottle of something and pour, like, the tiniest bit of vodka or something into his apple juice.
Oh my god.
Hey, Mob, do you know that guy over there?
I point. Did you look?
Sure, yeah, Mob looks.
I pour the shot of tequila into your apple.
Oh my god.
Do the same thing.
Do we both do it? So it's like, oh shit.
Well, you've got the tequila, so you did it first. We both reached for the bottle.
Look to Audrey and nod.
I look back. No, I you pointed at a wall, Shadow. I don't think I know that wall.
No, there was a guy in... Listen, you know ghosts. I didn't know if it was possessed. It was looking at me funny.
You know, valid question, but no. It takes a sip of the apple juice. Okay. Yep. No, that's that.
Oh, buddy.
I'm fine. Yep. No, that's fine. I'm gonna...
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. I'm gonna go gamble. Clink. Mob takes one more sip. I think Meg turns a little green, spits the sip into a nearby potted plant, and walks back to the elevator.
I have five, Audrey.
Downtime is going great, everybody. I feel good about
this. Can I balk my mastery link with Shadow as a result of that?
Yeah. Go for it.
I don't think I actually have a link with you right now. I would like to get a light link with you. I could also get a light link from the cat from in the Infinity Train, as I eventually will take her gin and tonic down to her.
Yes, I'm gonna say roll, because you've barely talked to the cat so far.
That's fair. I'll wait for my cat scene.
I want to cut back to the lobby real fast with Al and Trish just sitting silently next to each other. I think Al kind of, like, gets to his feet and is like, Trish, we haven't really, besides breakfast, do you want to, like, go get food, or I could bring you back something?
Oh, sure, I guess. She just kind of stands up. The phrase, "that was fucking Batman," is just ping-ponging around your head like the DVD. You know, the screensaver.
I think Alan's chosen not to respond to that because he doesn't know who Batman is.
Yeah, like, this is the thing that broke her. She could cope with a lot of it, but then she saw Batman in the Family Guy death pose on the floor and just kind of...
I think Al trusts Trish to kind of, like, follow. Well, hold on. Al has never seen an elevator before. I do think he trusts Trish to follow him to the elevator and kind of stares at it for a little bit until, like, he sort of works out how to use it.
Trish notices she doesn't help.
Yeah. And for a second, as it, like, starts to move up to the third floor, he is, like, so... taken by this experience that he, like, forgets to say anything, but sort of as he starts to, like, get over himself a little bit, he turns to Trish, was like, are you okay? I mean, I know we had to, like, all sort of fight your dad, and he punched a hole in Mob, and that...
Oh, he did worse. I'm fine with that.
Okay, you seem like you're not handling it well. Maybe that's rude of me to say.
No, that's understandable. I think I just have to look at all of this from a different angle. Say it bluntly.
How do you mean?
I think we've gotten a little lost, almost, trying to figure out what is and what isn't. As far as the train goes, if it's, you know, stand or not, fictional or not.
Right.
The numbers. But I think just gotta do what you always have to do. We just gotta go to the end of the train and kill the person doing this, and then we'll get off.
Oh, so you...
Like, that's
you,
the trap we've been falling for.
So you...
Getting distracted.
So you buy what... That weird guy on the last car was saying that there's, like, if we get rid of
the... Oh, no, I don't think it's the Jonker.
But you think that if we get rid of the person driving the train, we'll just get to go home?
Probably. I mean, maybe the power will disperse, or we can use it for ourselves. Just leave.
I mean, I feel...
How do we even know that the weird beams that ate a child take us where we want to go?
The what?
You know? Isn't that what Mom said? There was a weird thing, and then the kid walked into it.
Oh, right. He did say that. I don't know, Trish. I feel like in my experience, you always end up having to give something of yourself up to win, I guess. And I don't know if this is going to be as easy as we go to the front of the train and we kill a guy. It's never really been that easy.
No, it never is. I know what you mean. But it's not like there's another option.
I guess you're right. I mean, I guess anything's worth trying. The elevator dings and you are on level 3.
I think Trish actually, she's gonna take out from like the pockets on her obnoxious coat just a pair of gloves, you know, like gambling gloves or whatever, and she's gonna slip them on.
Hell yeah,
gambling gloves.
Number does not matter.
So you walk out onto the level with like the restaurants and bar, and Al looks like immediately overwhelmed. This is like the most overstimulating place he's been in a hot minute.
He's gonna step into the casino and melt.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I think the elevator doors open and Mob is like at that elevator waiting for it to go over to the casino, and is just kind of like, hey, and just walks onto it to go up.
Hi Mob. Where are you headed?
I'm gonna go learn how gambling works. Anyone want to join?
Trish and I are gonna get food. I guess maybe we'll meet you down there at some point.
Mob gives a thumbs up and just presses the button and the door closes behind him.
I think the doors close. Al turns to Trish and is like, did he seem okay to you?
She shrugs.
I don't really know what went down between everyone else on that last car. I was kind of otherwise occupied.
Yeah, no, I understand, to say the least. Daddy issues, right?
Well, yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. She just nods.
Did Shadow and Audrey come up here?
Do you guys want some tequila?
Shots.
Sure. She just walks over.
Yeah, I think Al trails behind Trish. I was like, well, I actually was gonna get something to eat, but I guess this is what's happening.
Audrey leans over the bar and grabs two more glasses. Pours two more shots.
Shadow pours, puts away his shot glass and grabs and grabs the glass that the New York Sour was in, which is like an actual tumbler.
Oh my god.
Good.
Al is immediately enchanted with the bartender cap, by the way.
How could you not be? He's a sweet little man.
Al also canonically is like the most cat person ever. So he immediately sits down at the bar and is like fully enchanted and like is only engaging with the cat unless someone else talks to him. Yeah.
Al, real quick. You could go back to whatever you're doing because you seem busy. Great job beating up your old man. Fantastic work.
Thanks. I guess I don't think I feel as good about it after the fact as I did when I was kind of in the moment. But I just needed to work through some stuff. I think.
Yeah, we've all been there. Except I guess Audrey, who didn't find a dad. But the rest of us,
you could be not.
Have all been there. The great violence has restorative powers. One day, Audrey,
Trish,
you'll understand that great violence has restorative powers, my friend.
You say that like I don't already know.
You're right. I forgot. I've read that book.
Yeah. On the elevator, Mob sneezes.
Abby juice comes out of his nose.
Oh, no. Abby juice and tequila.
What are you, the alpha, Sorry, I'm trying to focus here. Words are popping into my brain.
The Apex?
Apex, thank you. Bad, right?
They sounded bad, but how much do we trust that other guy?
If he thinks they were...
He seemed mentally sound.
He felt a lot like me, so I don't think Trish's particular direction on this is correct. I don't know if I'd call myself. I've been doing some introspection recently. I think he's very goal-oriented, and I think if people aren't towards his goal, that's bad. However, didn't he say they really caused a problem for denizens?
Yeah. I don't remember a whole calendar month ago, but I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
That doesn't sound like someone I want to be around. And it doesn't sound like a group that I would want to be around.
A gang preying on the weak. That's not what I'm about either.
Bartender.
The cat perks his head up.
Apex, good or bad? Can you give me a paw up, paw down?
Paw down and a little gag.
I trust this guy. Mm. Oh shit, I gotta take the gin and tonic.
Yeah.
Should we look for them?
I mean, do you think they're here?
No. I was...
On the train or in the car?
No, in here, I mean. It doesn't really seem like anything is getting destroyed.
No,
I was talking about it with Al on the elevator. I think the train itself seems to be distracting us almost.
Say more.
Every time we answer a question, it feels like there's another. What do the numbers do? Are we fictional? Are we not fictional? Stands or not? I don't think any of it matters as much as getting to the end of the train and, you know, killing the person there to get off.
Okay. I see that point. I do. Part of me does. There's an immediate issue. I am. If there is somebody causing problems for the people of this train, that is a problem for us, right?
Oh, no, of course. I mean, if we happen to pass them, I think Trish, like, you know, does, like, the fist-to-hand kind of motion, and then she goes, but I don't think it's something we need to seek out. The train even physically moves us away. Not just us, anyone away. I feel like that's what it's attempting to do.
Shadow hears like the sonic voice in his head that says if you know someone is in trouble, then you have to do something to stop it. And like tries to push it away because he also thinks that way.
Trish, literally, the one biggest quote that I always think about with her moral compass is she doesn't understand why people are like acting for the greater good. She's only there because she has to be.
I feel like Trish is right that we should pick a goal and stick to it, but I also think that if we run into the Apex, we have to do something, right?
Yeah, that's non-negotiable.
Of course. Even if we opted to not, I don't think they would leave us alone.
I guess my thing is, we need to figure out what our goal is. Whatever it is, we need to decide. And I think we should decide as a group.
If only our moral compass, Shigeo, was here!
No, do you want me to come back down because I forgot something?
Trish.
No, listen, everybody. We're capable of making a decision without Shigeo. The four of us can think... can process information. I think that boy needs to go play some games.
Yeah, sounds like he needed it.
Trish nods knowingly.
Well, I need to go eat dinner, but I'm still sitting here.
That's true.
You can go.
Do you want another drink?
No one's making you be here, Al. You can do your own thing.
Well, I'd like to be a part of the conversation.
Then you know what? Shadow sighs. I did say that out loud. There's a hot dog place over there, and I can see they have a lot of toppings. Come with me. Let's go get some dogs.
Okay.
Introducing Al to the concept of a hot dog. Yeah. Yes.
I go and I order Al a Chicago style dog, a chili dog.
Fuck yeah.
A Maxwell Street like Polish sausage and caramelized onion, a whole bevy of the different dog and hot dog options, and put them on a plate.
Hey now, Al's definitely had a hot dog.
I don't know.
He is from 1915. I think it's believable that he...
Hot dogs are from like 1860.
Yeah.
When okay, were that's hot dogs fair, that's fair.
1487, turns out.
Yeah. The common hot dog stand hot dog is from 1860s.
The toppings, you know?
Yeah, he definitely hasn't had a Chicago-style hot dog.
Yeah.
Fair. No
this
Chicago.
Will kill you.
Trisha just staring and she just says like, that looks very American.
Yeah, okay, what do you want? What are you getting? Okay, well, don't be rude. Sometimes hot dogs mean a lot to people.
I didn't say it was bad.
No, it's fine.
I eat a plain hot dog. No bun.
Oh my god. Shadow.
Protein style.
With my hand.
You,
with your hand!
You raw dog it.
Jesus Christ.
And eat it long ways. Like so like biting into the middle.
No. Like a corn on the cob?
Yeah. Oh,
that's fucked up.
That's
hey, like that. Mob was in the room, but Mob creates a dark liquid shadow. Not really, but I J. Petriquin, create a dark liquid shadow.
Mob senses vibes so bad that he has to return to the third floor. I think this is secretly kind of what Al was hoping for, because he got up to this floor and saw a bunch of like unfamiliar food options that he was unprepared to deal with at this moment. I was like, oh fuck. So I truly think he will just eat whatever Shadow hands him.
Yeah, I just keep handing you different hot dogs.
Yeah, he takes them back to like the bar where everyone was sitting though.
Trish steals one when they're looking away for a sec. It's just a comically large pile.
Good.
Just yoink.
Should we cut to Shigeo?
Yeah, I guess if there's ready, something else we have to do here. We were going to have a conversation, but we got distracted by hot dogs.
Al asked for food.
That is true.
That felt like a good natural break. It can come back.
Yeah, let's. What's Mom up to?
Yeah, so I think Mob is going up to the, or down to the casino floor, whichever direction it was. I got a little confused by which way it was, but he's going down there. A couple things. One, I think he's, like, a little more comfortable being on his own right now, because he can kind of feel the ticker being stuck near the, you know, near the alarm, like... The sort of stuck at 99.9 that we were talking about is definitely something that he can feel. I think he steps out onto the casino floor, and I want to do a deep dive where I use one of my moves. I don't know if you want to describe the casino floor before I do that or what, but that's
no, go for it. The only thing I said is it's like a weird mix of like fancy casino and like arcade. So it has like really fancy tables. And like the dealers are all dressed up very nicely, but it has like arcade carpet and is like lit by like colored neon.
Okay. I think Mob like looks at, you know, like, I don't know, a roulette table, a blackjack table. I don't know a lot of gambling, so this is in character.
I will say there's a bunch of different stuff. There's like roulette, blackjack, poker, there's like different card games, there are dice games, there are some like weird ones, like you see a large group of people playing like a one-on-one card game that is apparently, that looks like it's based around like rock paper scissors, and so there's like some kind of weird shit.
okay, so what I want to do is do a deep dive where I use Wellgorsh. When you deep dive, always ask, what can I infer about this based on my experiences, as well as your normal questions. the experiences I would want to draw from is Mob and Regan have, like, taken jobs from a lot of, like, swindlers and shady, weird people, and definitely had to deal with, like, a guy who thinks he's cursed because he's in gambling debt when really he's just a really shitty gambler, things like that. Regan has made some bad investment choices and probably knows some weird games. Just, Mob's been around that by virtue of working for a for-hire fake psychic, and I feel like that's gotta be worth something in, like, tapping into secret knowledge to do okay at the games here.
Yeah, fucking roll that deep dive, baby.
Alrighty. That's a 9 plus, that's a 12! Similarly to Riley a minute ago, that is some top tier numbers. That's two questions, right?
That is in fact two questions.
Okay, so that'll be the first one then, is the what can I infer about this based on my experiences?
I think that you can infer that not a lot of people here are cheating, and maybe just, like, it's either because they're not, like, the sort of people who it occurs to them to cheat, or maybe they don't want to do it because they know, like, their number will go up. Or in the case of denizens who are here, maybe it's because, like, they know that the games are actually fair, and it is, like, actually chance-based. You don't see anyone acting, like, outwardly shady at any of the tables.
Okay, got you. What you've just said about not cheating makes me think very carefully about this, because what I was gonna do is, like, have this be the point where Mob's like, yeah, fuck it, I'll use my psychic powers to cheat a little so I can get what I need. Because I think he's at the point where he's, like, kind of willing to. But I guess what I'll ask is what game seems like it would be the easiest for someone who has literally never done this before?
So for Mob specifically, there is definitely, like, roulette and pachinko that he could, like, actually use his powers to win at and, cool, like, guide the little thing.
I think he beelines it for the pachinko, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. It's gotta be like a themed machine. Didn't Konami stop making video games so they can make pachinko machines? Is it like a Resident Evil, or not Resident Evil, like a Silent Hill themed pachinko machine?
I was about to say, yeah, it's probably like a fucking, like, Metal Gear Solid pachinko machine.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, and Mob sits down and just sees an image of Solid Snake and is like, oh yeah, I think I know that guy. Makes a mental note of another thing he vaguely recognizes from his universe.
Yeah, they have, I think they just have, like, a row of, like, very weird, like, video game-based pachinko machines. They have, like, Silent Hill, Metal Gear Solid. They have, like, the Umineko pachinko machine.
I think that one's a little scary to Mob for some reason. But yeah, I think he sits down at the Metal Gear one is funny to me for some reason. So I think he sits down at that and just, I think he, like, does the thing where he sits down, looks around, definitely is trying to look cool, but probably looks a little nervous. And then, like, how do I describe playing pachinko if I don't know a lot about how pachinko works? I think he plays pachinko and uses his psychic powers to do good at it.
I'm gonna make you roll for that.
Okay.
And I get lift on it because you searched out the shit.
Okay.
Yeah, roll a cast magic.
That's a 6 plus 3. That is a 9, actually, for the cast magic.
Oh my god.
You get lift, so it's above that. It's a full success.
Oh, cool.
Success.
Okay, so it's a full success. Yeah, I think he just sort of, it's like you see this little, you know, like the psychic aura that you always see in the show and he uses powers. You just kind of see that around the machine and he's just sort of like focused extremely hard on it, like eyes doing the little shaky thing a little bit just to show like he is kind of figuring out how to win at this game using his powers, just because I feel like he doesn't do it on very like small minute objects very much, but that is that is the visual, I think.
Yeah, I think through, like, trial and error, Mob kind of, like, figures out how to manipulate it, and sort of everyone around is mostly, like, paying attention to their own. And yeah, you get that sweet payout.
Yeah, I think Mop just does that for a while. Is there, I don't know, is there anyone else like of note around? I'm not sure exactly what else to do other than have him continue to gamble for a bit.
Yeah, there are people around. A lot of them are sort of like focused singularly on their own sort of like gaming experiences. You see a fucking like Kaiji from the anime Kaiji like slumped over a pachinko machine crying. His number steadily going up. There is a pretty large crowd around the rock paper scissors card game table, and you see sort of like a blonde girl in the center of it, apparently just like fucking running a racket on everyone who has like come to challenge her.
Oh, okay. I think Mob sees Kaiji and thinks to look down at the number on his hand.
I don't know that your number has changed.
Okay.
I feel that for Mob, like cheating or gambling at all is kind of value neutral.
Yeah, it's like Mob can have a little cheating as a treat.
Just an enrichment in his enclosure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Across the way, kind of in like the slot machine area, you see a teenager who looks around your age. In a long green jacket, like just kind of idly sit down at one and pull the lever, and chips just start fucking like pouring out of it.
He looks
a little bit surprised, and then he goes back to neutral, like this does not faze him.
I think Mob hones in on that immediately and gets up and goes over to kind of like investigate.
This white-haired like, anime boy.
yeah. I think he sort of approaches and goes, "Hey, I'm not a narc or whatever, but how did you do that?"
Just a narc.
First time Mama said that word, probably.
He looks at you and shrugs and says, "Watch." And he reaches over to the next one, pulls the lever, chips it like ding ding dings, and chips just come pouring out of it.
Yeah, I think Mob watches it and goes, I'm not sensing any psychic energy from you. How are you? Wow. I've been doing small potatoes over at that Solid State Pachinko. I guess I have more to learn.
No, I've just been like this my whole life.
Make coins pop out of things?
I do.
What?
No, I'm just very, very lucky.
Huh. That's gotta be nice.
He gives you, like, a smile that absolutely does not reach his eyes. They are just, like, absolutely dead. And says, yeah.
I think Mob notices that and is like, no, I... yeah, I get it. I get why... Believe me, I get why it wouldn't be. I'm Shigeo.
I'm Nagito.
Is there a number visible on the hand?
It is 178.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think Mom sees that. Mom notices that, and is like, how? If you don't mind my asking, how long have you been here?
Not too long. I woke up on a bed here, and I've just been here.
You've been in the casino the whole time?
Well, pretty much. I've only been here about a day.
Oh, do you? This is a train. Do you know that?
Yes, the cat told me.
Okay. I just had to make sure. Wow. Yeah. Well, welcome. I don't know. Me and my friends just kind of wandered in here. I think they're all up at the bar getting food. You know what? Do you know any other, I don't know, secrets about this place? I've just been kind of wandering around here. I guess teaching myself gambling. With a little bit of help from my own luck talent type thing.
Oh, you have a talent? He looks immediately interested in this.
I said that forgetting that was even like the way they talk about that in Danganronpa. Like it's kind of a talent thing. That's funny. Kind of. I have psychic powers. It's not a big deal where I come from. I don't know about where you come from. I've learned that there's a lot of different things that are or not normal for different people who are from different places. But yeah, I have some psychic powers.
Oh, well, sure. There were Yeah, there were psychics at Hope's Peak. Yeah, that's awesome.
Can I form a line? I think it is, but I, you know, sometimes people expect you to use it for everything, or they think it's something it's not, but it's, I figure while I'm in here, I'm starting to feel like I just need to use it, or I'm never going to get out of here.
Yeah, I understand exactly what that feels like.
Can I form a light link with this motherfucker?
Yes, you can, but I need you to know there are, like, fucking scare chords in the background as you're doing this.
Oh, I know, and that's fine.
Also, if you want to roll a deep dive, I can tell you some stuff about him.
Sure, I'd love to roll a deep dive. Marn, that's a 7 on the deep dive.
Okay, you can ask one question again, audiences, and get an honest answer, or ask two and what is a lie.
Okay,
Oh, you gotta do two,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, obviously.
J-Voice, I'm not a fucking amateur, of course, dude.
I've done this before! I guess, does Komeda see, is Komeda lying about how long he's been here?
Yes.
Okay. Is introducing him to the rest of the group a bad idea?
Yes, but not in the way that you think.
Okay.
Fascinating to know which of those is a lie.
Oh, now you got it.
Yeah. Yeah, because here... okay.
Because it's either yes in exactly the way you think, or no, it is fine.
Yeah, so the people I'm with are... eating and drinking up at the bar. I'm probably gonna go back up there in a little bit and see if anyone's still there. But you wanna mess some more stuff up down here first?
Yeah,
kind of nodding at the room at large.
I would love to do that. Yes.
Fuck yeah. And I just picture Mom and Nyan and Komeda just like going off to luck and psychic power their way into a whole bunch of money.
Mom, as you kind of, like, go off and, like, the scene fades to black, you notice a couple things. One is that, one of Kameda's hands is prosthetic. It's metal. And the other is that no one else at the slot machine seems to be winning anything.
Okay, interesting. Got it. Sick.
I'm gonna take the gin and tonic back down to the cat. If anyone else wants to go first.
If you leave, that leaves Audrey and Al alone.
Absolutely. Then
yeah, and Trish.
Trish.
And Trish.
I'm here too, Trish voice. Yeah, I'm gonna go take the Sorry. Hey, I have a delivery to make. If you don't fuck an elevator, I think go downstairs and walk up, put the gin and tonic down on the cat, in front of the cat.
I think Trish probably goes with you, and she's gonna split off and go gambling.
Hell yeah.
Do you guys talk in the elevator on the way down, or is it just a silent elevator ride?
It's very funny if it's silent. But I think we have to say something to each other, right?
I'm thinking she says... You were right, you know.
What?
About that, what you told me when we first got here. Others may have placed us on the path of violence, but it's our choice to follow it. We just have to follow it.
Shadow opens his mouth and closes it. And, like, taps his foot.
I'm not so sure about that anymore.
Oh?
Just because it's the only thing I'm good at doesn't mean I have to do it.
She kind of nods.
Do you ever want it to stop?
Always, but don't got a choice.
Why? Say more.
I mean, I was forced to deal with all that Stan stuff. Didn't have an option. Dad tried to kill me. Didn't have an option. Awoke my stand, kind of had an option, but mostly didn't. Finally thought I was out of all that. And now I'm here.
But here.
So.
Here we have an option. Right now, at least.
Right now, yeah, but in the grand scheme. It's one thing to do.
I don't think the grand scheme cares enough to give us one thing to do.
Fair, but I guess grand scheme in more of a personal sense. Not fate at large, but we want to get off this train, so.
Do you look up to anyone?
Do I look up to anyone? Yes. He's dead, but yes.
She's dead, too. She passed.
Oh, that's, I think Trish does just bluntly say, that's better than mine, at least.
She saved me. She sent me out. We were being chased. And she said that she believed in me. She wanted me to do good. I don't know if I've done good. I don't know if I'm capable of doing good.
Do what means what good is to you. Care about yourself first.
Ding!
Shadow, I think over the course of that conversation, your number has gone down.
Thank you. What's my number now?
I think you're...
Trisha's number's hidden, but she's just eating your numbers right now.
Yeah, Shadow, I think you're down at 60, and I think Trish is up at, let's say 118.
Yeah.
God damn.
Shadow gets off the elevator and walks right over with the gin and tonic to the lady, to the cat, and puts down the gin and tonic.
I'm sorry it took so long. I have some questions I'd like to ask, if you don't mind.
Oh, I didn't think you were serious. Well, thanks, I guess.
What do you know about the Apex?
You see, like, she arches her back and, like, the hair on her back stands up. She says, you don't want to get involved with them.
I don't want to get involved with them, but I want to stop them. Do you know where they are, where they last were, and can you tell me anything about them?
Well, that's something entirely different. I know that they have a car that they all live in together. I couldn't tell you where it was because the train, you know, it's constantly moving all around. I know that they go out on missions and they attack denizens and they're just overall petulant children who don't understand what they're doing or what they want.
How would I recognize them if I saw them?
They wear face paint. They wear a red line on their face. They think it makes... It's some kind of tribute to the conductor, I guess.
There's no way to find them directly. There's no way to get in contact with anyone who's recently been affected.
No, the train is constantly moving all over the place, especially since, well, the conductor changed hands. It's worse than ever before. If you find them, just don't get involved. They won't hurt you. They're only out for denizens.
I'm not afraid of them hurting me. I'm going to hurt them.
Shadow, like, leans back, is like,
if you find anything, please let me know if I ever see you again. Shadow, the hedgehog.
She closes her eyes, like, almost to slits and says, that's... You talk a big game, Shadow the Hedgehog.
I have to do what's right for me. What right is to me.
I hope that you know how to back up that talk.
I think I do. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise.
Fucking walk away and I start looking for red lines on faces.
as you turn around to leave, she calls after you and she says, wait. They're leaders. They wear gold masks.
Gotcha. Gold mask, red line.
And she looks a little bit guilty at telling you this. But yeah. Now you know.
Trish was walking away and then she heard you ask a hard question and then she started just kind of dramatically posing like tough guy style to like intimidate the cat that is a fraction of her size. Oh my God. And when you're walking away she leans over and just kind of goes like, I'll be honest, that was kind of hard as fuck. You were pretty cool for that.
What's right for you might be getting to the front of the train. What's right for me is protecting these people that need help.
Noble.
It's not noble, it's badass. It's different.
She laughs. Can I move my dark link with shadow to...
Yes.
I think heart, probably.
Yeah. Riley, did you want to make a link with the cat as well?
Yeah, can I make a heart link with the cat?
Yeah.
And more importantly, can I make a dark link with the apex?
Yes, 100%. I think that you have the information at this point to do that.
Do locked links carry over?
Yes. The lock maintains.
Like when you switch them? Okay. Yes.
Gold mask, red line, gold mask, red line. That emo luck boy that Mob is talking to. No red lines on face, right?
No.
Okay.
Just an emo luck boy.
This is my new emo friend.
He doesn't All right. look that emo. He just looks like shit.
Yeah, emo.
Tall child looks terrible.
Literally, exactly.
I do think it's canon that Mob doesn't know what emo means. He heard the word once and just kind of makes assumptions about what it means.
That's it. That's all I got. I'm gonna go fucking fuck off and not gamble, but like walk through every aisle until Shadow has clocked everyone he can.
Yeah, I will tell you for free. You don't see any Apex people here.
I figured not, but I think Shadow's conversation with Trish has radicalized him.
Love that.
Yeah, like if they're here, they are like unseen or undercover. There's nobody with the face paint here.
Fucking Audrey and Al.
Yeah, shall we check in with Audrey and Al?
Yep. How much tequila have they had at this point?
I think that Al has maybe had a couple of shots, but I want to say that he has good tolerance because he, like, is a country boy.
Perfect.
Drinks, like, moonshine and shit.
So they've probably gone through more than half of the bottle, but they're both still pretty fine.
Yeah. He also had 2 hot dogs.
Nice. Good for him.
Does make you immune to alcohol.
It's true. That happened to my buddy.
Didn't you know if my experiences at LA Pride have taught me anything?
Yeah, Al looks like he is like happy to be here and keeps kind of like looking around, taking it all in, but he also is like vaguely overstimulated and can't like pay attention to any one thing at a time.
Are you good?
Yeah, I've said that I'm from 1915, right? I don't know how much that meant to anyone before, but where I'm from, we don't really have any of that. And he kind of waves like away from the nightclub because like he is familiar with nightclubs. Like Central City has nightclubs, but he kind of waves towards like the different like food court restaurants and like the rotating sushi bar and like the door that goes to like the nightclub with very heavy music coming out from behind it.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's interesting though. I'm glad to be having this experience, and I'm glad to be here.
Audrey pours him another shot and just kind of raises hers.
He clinks the glass to yours and takes the shot. I feel like I should apologize to you, actually.
Why?
I shouldn't have underestimated you when we were fighting. I didn't realize that it would be an insult to you to offer to throw the fight, and I'm sorry that I didn't meet you on even footing, and I acted like I was better than you.
I appreciate it. Nearly kicked my ass by the end of it. Weren't thinking about throwing it for very long, were you?
Well, no. I mean, I realized pretty quickly that I was underestimating you. But I know what it's like to be underestimated, and it doesn't feel good, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, it really fucking doesn't, does it?
Yeah. I mean, for a lot of the time that I was a kid, people kind of underestimated me, or tried to make me take it easy after I got my body back. And I didn't like it. It really made me angry. And yeah, I shouldn't do that to other people.
What do you do about it when it makes you angry? What do you do about it?
I don't know. It depends. If it's my brother, I just yell at him, because that's what brothers do. But a lot of other people, I guess I would just sit with it. It was weird being in not my own body. I was basically just a soul attached to a suit of armor, and I mean, I could feel things, but it was, everything was kind of more dull than it should have been. And so I sometimes feel things really strongly now, and I have to make myself sit with that so I don't express it too much to anyone.
Audrey's just like sitting and nodding along and trying to figure out the best way to say the, aren't you tired? Don't you just want to go apeshit? It's like I said earlier, you can be you. You can be mad.
I know. I don't know. Sometimes it feels like too much for me, and for to let out around other people, and I don't really know what to do with that, aside from, I guess, beat up a fake version of my dad.
Yeah, that looked like it helped a bit, huh?
A little bit.
Audrey's just like sitting there, tequila in hand, just thinking about the fact that so many people got so much out of the beat up your dad car, and she got nothing out of it.
Al is looking at like the bandages on his arms where he still has the injury from Audrey slicing them with the knife.
Sick.
And I think eventually he is the one who breaks the silence and says, it's kind of still a new thing for me to get hurt.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel pain when I was a suit of armor.
Audrey has to unpack that sentence to herself for a second, but is trying to play it cool.
I think while she's unpacking it, he's just like, this is totally normal. He's like, yeah, I couldn't eat, I couldn't, like, sleep, I didn't need to sleep, I was just awake all the time. I couldn't feel hot or cold, and I just nothing hurt me.
It's been kind of nice, huh?
It really wasn't. I mean, I could get damaged, I just wouldn't feel it, and there was just nothing I could do about it unless my brother was around, and I mean, I couldn't rest, I couldn't cry. It really wasn't that good.
Yeah, it's important to feel that shit. It's important to have someone to get that all out to. Audrey's just like thinking back to her letters to Piper, and she still thinks that it's important that she got all that out, but now she's wondering if she got it out to the right person.
I think Audrey's number goes down to 75 as she's having this thought. I think Alice is also down at like 140 at this point from just like having Sick. This conversation.
Hell yeah.
He kind of like clinks his glass against the bar and looks around and says, I mean, the other thing is the last time I was in a bar like this, everyone who I was with died pretty much in front of me.
Jesus.
Yeah, one of them I tried to get out, and she got stabbed inside of me when I was still armor. And on one hand, that made me remember a lot of things that I hadn't known happened to me, but I don't like that she had to die for that to happen, and I still think about her a lot.
I have two paths to choose from here. That's why I'm pausing. I have two options percolating in my brain here, and I'm trying to decide which one's better.
Uh-huh.
God, this is the end of Oxenfree all over again. Give me 30 minutes to deliberate in the group chat.
Flip a coin!
I've chosen my path, I think.
Uh-huh.
Audrey sits there. She doesn't even bother to pour the shot into the glass this time. She takes the swig from the bottle and sets it down. Yeah, I know how you mean. I think I may have killed my best friend's first girlfriend.
Oh. I think, struggles with this for a second, kind of not knowing what he wants to ask or, like, what is okay to ask. And I think settles on just saying, why did you do that, Audrey?
It wasn't... We didn't think it was going to be her. Or at least I didn't think. I thought I knew better than that. I thought Emma would pick Brooke because she's just such a bitch. But she didn't.
Well,
and I didn't... I let her get away. I thought she'd be fine. I wasn't supposed to be the one to kill someone that night. And it sucks that she had to die. And it's thrown everything out of the fucking plan. And it's like you said, it's making me rethink things.
Do you think that's the reason you're here?
Part of? I mean, if you fucking kill someone, yeah, you're gonna end up on a train for your problems.
Well. He trails off!
She's not the only one, but they weren't me. My girlfriend died, like, last week on top of all of this, and they say it's not related, and I know I didn't do it, and the other person says it's not related, but I don't know. She wasn't supposed to be involved in this.
It sounds like you haven't really even had the time to process that. I'm sorry.
Thanks. Don't. It's fucking bullshit for me to say don't tell the others, but...
No, I'm not gonna tell them.
Thanks.
I know how to keep a secret, Audrey. He kind of sets his glass down finally from, like, fiddling with it and points at the, the door to the nightclub and is like, that place looks really, really overstimulating. Do you want to go stand in there for a little bit?
God, yes.
Bravo. Fucking bravo.
Great scene.
I am trying to remember the bar fight in FMA that you're talking about, and I don't, but God, what a fucking harrowing recollection.
Can I move my link with Al to a heart link?
Yeah. I wouldn't even say you could lock it if you want.
Hell yeah.
All right, who's ready to cook next?
I want to just blatantly gamble if we want to do a less serious scene, I think.
Yeah, let's do it. I think the Alan Audrey shit wraps up with them fucking standing in an extremely flashingly lit room. fucking, like, bass-boosted Carly Rae Jepsen playing over the speakers.
And it's great for both of them, honestly.
Staring into the middle distance. Glad, what's Trish up to?
You see, Trish got her thousand-yard stare out of the way at the beginning. That's the plan. That's the strat. That's the meta.
Yeah, I've been out with my
You're
friends
losing
before.
Out on gambling, Todd.
I know how this works.
All right, let's. Yeah, I will join Trish at a table.
Yeah, where? What's what? Take your...
Trish was gonna go to like, I don't know, maybe the slots or like one of those little balls or whatever. Like the, I forget what the fuck it's called, but the ball in the thing
roulette.
Spins and
roulette.
It lands
roulette,
in the number.
Yeah, yeah.
Roulette. Why was I blanking on roulette? Yeah, but one of those. I'm leaning slots just because I had an idea.
Yeah, hell yeah. You go over the slots machine. I think, Mom, are you still there?
Yeah, I think we're around. I think Mom and Kameda are doing some slot stuff. Absolutely. I think they're having a great. I think Mom's having the best fucking time he's had in like a day.
Aww. Yeah, there's fucking like coins all over the floor that have like spilled out of the slot machines from Mom and Kameda's like rampage.
I think Trish looks over and just kind of sees, that's a weird, flamboyantly dressed twink around my age. Okay, yeah, no, that guy's cool. Just goes to her slots. And what she's gonna do is she is gonna use Spice Girl to reach through.
Oh my god.
And just spin the numbers to 7.
Oh my god, yeah, I mean, it works.
And then if she has to pull the wheel, she like just makes it not spin. She just holds it. Yeah.
Oh god, can anyone...
That's her plan.
Can anyone else here see stands? I mean, Mom can, but Mom's not gonna rat you out.
Yeah, I think...
Kameda could if it's funny.
I think Mob hasn't noticed Trish until this moment and does from, like, you know, across a long aisle and just goes and just sort of sees that and just nods and goes back to... and then walks over to, I don't know, the Walking Dead Season 4 slot machine with Kameda.
I think...
Trish just tips her hat.
Yeah, yeah, Mob just sort of nods. It's the nod from the end of the first season of Succession between Greg and Tom.
Oh my god.
Between Greg and Tom.
Two ships passing in the night, truly.
Yeah.
I think Kameda is just kind of following you around, Mom, and like mostly just like carrying your chips in his jacket.
That works.
Having a good time, but he's like having a good time in the way that he is kind of like observing Mom do his thing and like having a good time because of that.
Yeah, yeah, I think Mom's kind of locked onto that and is having just balls to the wall. We're not caring about holding back the psychic powers. We're gonna see how much shit we can get out of these babies.
I'm with Trish, I guess, so I see Mom. Right?
Yeah.
I know this will not be long. Feel free to cut me whenever. I see that, and I head over and see... Ma, Shigeo, who's this?
Oh, hey, yeah. Shadow, meet Nagida. Nagida, meet Shadow. Nagida and I have just been, getting pretty lucky, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, getting pretty lucky. That's great. I'm happy. Well, I've no problem getting out of here, right?
That's the idea.
Nagida, right?
Trish in the distance yells, "Hi, I'm Trish." Just from like across the casino. Sees you guys all talking. She doesn't come over. She just, you know.
He kind of waves at you and then kind of turns his attention towards Sonic and says, "Yeah, I'm Nagito Kameda. Are you Shadow the Hedgehog?"
Are we both psychic games?
Danganronpa is Spike Chunsoft, so okay. Technically no.
Alright, then. Yes. From the pictures. I'm sorry I don't recognize you. You seem to have... pretty unlike you, Mob, winning and going around using the powers.
Yeah, I kind of came here by myself because I wanted to see how far I could push them right now. And it turns out farther than I was worried I could. I'm fine.
How confident is that delivery?
I don't... I think Mob believes that. I okay. Should I roll for that? I don't know.
It is funny.
All right, I'm gonna roll for that. That's a 7, so I guess mixed.
Mixed. Shadow squints and looks back at Nagito and is like,
All right. Well.
You don't have to. Hey, you
careful.
Don't. You, I am. You don't have to worry. This feels good to do right now. Do you remember how before things got weird in the Colosseum? I don't know if I said this to you. I had a really good time fighting with you and just kind of letting loose for a bit. And right now, this is kind of that, and it's also going to help us get out of here. And that's... I'm zoning in on that. And
yeah.
Kameda's doing it with me. We're hanging out. He's new, by the way, to the train. I had to ask him if he knew it was a train. He does. But we're just doing that. It's all fine.
Yeah. Just, do what's right for you, Shigeo.
That sounds like something I would say. And then I think Mob just kind of goes back to finding the next slot machine to psychically massage into giving more money.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Kamida lingers behind like half a step and looks at Shadow and says, one of my classmates is a very big fan of yours. And then turns to follow Mob away.
Oh, is Two the one that has the, like, ultimate gamer as
well? Yeah,
the
ultimate gamer.
Okay, yeah.
I would like to make it... Actually, I would like to make a Dark Link with that boy.
Yeah, go for it.
I very much, like, turn to Trish and I'm like,
that kid's trouble.
Absolutely rancid vibes.
Are they still close to us?
They're walking away.
Yeah, they're walking away.
Okay, Trish says, okay, I'm going to check something and also get to the next slot machines before they clear all them the fuck out. And she's going to run up and she's just going to drive by flinch test Komaida.
He cannot see.
Which I don't think.
Yeah, he
like it does
he
nothing. And she just keeps going and goes to a slot machine that they haven't, you know, like bled dry. And she gives a really distant thumbs up to Shadow.
Shadow sighs. Puts his fingers in the bridge of his nose. And comes to terms with the fact that he's like the one who is on the right path.
Lights. Camera. Adaptations. Ever watched your favorite book become a movie and said, well that certainly was a weird decision? Of course you have. Hollywood is constantly making changes for their adaptations, and this podcast aims to answer the question of why. Join host Emma Shannon and a different guest every month on Unnatural Selection, a new Moonshot Network podcast, as they talk about a film, its source material, and what makes an adaptation good, faithful, and less commonly, good and faithful. Check out episode 1, coming to a podcatcher near you on February 15th.